The wealthiest entrepreneurs didn't get there by mistake. They got there by mastering specific skills. This podcast, The School of Client Attraction, is my attempt to share those skills and the lessons I've learned while helping our clients to over $1 billion in revenue and to document the process of helping 1 million black experts add an extra $1 million to their annual revenue. My hope is that you use what I share in this podcast to be one of those entrepreneurs and potentially have us help you get there faster and with greater ease. I hope you share and enjoy.
King of Client Attraction.
Scale, scale, scale. That's a big topic, a very, very exciting topic that you hear in the business world. Everybody wants to scale. Everybody wants to scale. Everybody wants to scale. And it's not a bad thing, right? I've been blessed to be able to scale businesses and also help other business owners scale their businesses as well and generate millions and millions and millions in revenue. But I just want to talk about the dark side of scale, right? Because it's, you know, it's said to be a sexy thing, but it's a few things to be aware of, right? So, how do I want to approach it? How do I want to get into this? Well, first of all, I'm Marco Russell King of Client Attraction, the CEO and co-founder of Client Attraction University. To date, we've helped our clients do over $1 billion of revenue. And also, we're on track. We have this thing called the $1 trillion March. And the $1 trillion March is basically we're marching to help 1 million black service-based businesses add an extra $1 million to their annual revenue. Right, which are at $1 trillion to the global economy and the black community. And one of the ways we do that is by creating value-based content just like this, so you can actually take and implement into your business. So now, one of the things to consider, I actually posted this on Facebook the other day, is that a lot of times we'll have this big goal, right? So for example, I was talking to a coach of mine, and I had a big revenue goal, right? And he was like, all right, well, first of all, before we reverse engineer it, like, why do you want that goal? And to be honest with you, the only reason I had to want that goal was just to want the goal, right? I was like, I just want to hit it. It's just the number I want to hit, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, wanting something, that's enough reason to want it, right? But, of course, sometimes it got to be something deeper. So sometimes we'll want to hit our goal at all costs, right? So let me give you a visual. Like, I was sharing with somebody else as well. So let's say, for example, you're at 1 million, for example, okay? And then let's say you was like, okay, I wanna go from 1 million to 5 million this year. So you want a 5X, right? And I was actually talking to a client about this the other day. And let's say at 1 million, your profit margin was 500,000. Right? And let's say at 5 million, your profit margin was also 500,000. Which business would you want? Now, it's not a right or wrong. It's just a matter of what you want. Now, to add on to this, let's say at this 1 million business, you worked 20 hours a week. And then let's say on this $5 million business, you worked 60 hours a week. What business would you want, right? Same scenario. Let's say you're at 5 million and you're looking to get to 10 million, right? Would you want to make 5 million and let's say work 20 hours a week, right? And then take home 2 million? Or would you want to get to 10 million, work 40 hours a week, right? And then 10 million, 40 hours a week, and then let's say take home 2 million. Like, which business would you want? I mean, it's not a right or wrong or a bad, it's not a right or wrong or whichever this is better than. It's really about what you suggest, because when you get lost up in the scaling process, we won't take those things to account because it's been years where we made less money but more profit. And there's a saying that says, revenue is vanity, but profit is sanity, and cash is king, right? So if you're running on razor thin margins and you don't have cash that you're putting away, then it's like, what is this for, unless it's all just ego-driven? Because it's a point even in our company, we got to the point where we probably had 35 people on our team, and it was just about growth and growth and growth, right? Team growth, team growth, team growth, right? But in reality, it just started getting bulkier and bulkier and bulkier, expenses, 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 and it started to have diminishing returns, right? So that's one of the things I want you to just consider as you're scaling your business. Are you having diminishing returns, or does it make sense to kind of get out of space where you're making the revenue you want, you got the life you want, and then you also got the profit you want, and you're also putting away the cash that you want as well, okay? Now, this might be a little different. However, I think it's very, very important as you're on your entrepreneurial journey. And of course, I get to share my experiences as I'm growing, so you can actually take it and you can get to where you want to go without a lot of the challenges and so forth that I may have had to go through, or some of my colleagues or mentors and so forth had to go through as well. All right, so that's it for this video. Take that into account. Leave a comment below. Let me know your thoughts. Share this around if you think anybody else may get a benefit. Subscribe, because we got a lot more of this type of stuff coming as well. And of course, let me know what other topics you'd like me to dig into. All right, until the next video, have a phenomenal one, because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.